You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Let's be honest, the world is cool. And there's so much of it.
It is.
And it's so diverse.
And this isn't, you know, like sort of a world music segment per se, in that, you know, we're not going to play anything like beyond. That was really good. So it's such a famous song too, you know? Such a big hit. You know, so we're not, I don't want to take steam away from like the world music show. So we're sort of playing stuff that you know, or sort of out there in the pop music scene, and looking at all sorts of interesting things it does. So today we're doing the mandolin.
The mandolin.
You play one?
I've been around one whilst played, and I've seen a mandolin.
Did the dude have a beard and a cowboy hat?
No, it was no. The mandolin. For some reason, one of the teachers at my primary school was fascinated with like Tudor.
Oh, that kind.
So real old school.
Well, that's good because that's actually where it came from. We're talking about, you know, like a 1,000-year-old instrument here. You know, so we've been doing, you know, like Moog synthesizer and sort of newish ones. So it's actually really old, from, you know, Africa into Arabia, where you get the oud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then became a lute in Europe, which is what your teacher would have been doing.
So was it a mandolin before the lute, or was the lute before the mandolin?
Lute before the mandolin.
Okay, all right. And the guitar came up post mandolin.
Well, or sort of branched off, you know, homo guitaris, homo lutist.
Yeah. So sitars and what have you.
Well,
on
that's
the other
right.
Side.
That's sure. Right. They're all the same family. So the mandolin, for the music nerds, so you tune it to G.
So it's a stringed instrument. It's a stringed instrument. We need to make sure that's clear.
Right.
Yep.
And
what does it look like for people who have never heard of a mandolin before?
It looks like an electric guitar and a ukulele had a baby. That's right.
With a pot belly.
Yeah. So it's sort of halfway in between in size. It's sort of small, roundish. I mean, you can get other shapes, of course. You know.
The size of it would sort of indicate that it was perfect for the traveling minstrel.
That's right.
You know, going from fair to fair, or adventure to
it's
adventure.
It's my fair lady, yeah. And you get, now here's what makes some metal strings as opposed to gut. So that's why it gets that plinkier sound, plinky. And it's doubled. So you have two Gs, two Ds, two As, two Es. So you get that real fatness because you're playing double.
Right.
And it can play chords or lead. So
Fritz?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And
okay.
Big in bluegrass.
Funnily enough.
It goes well with the banjo because it can cut just as much through. You know, the banjo is pretty dominating. And then you get, this is what I think.
Have you ever found yourself in a position where a banjo has been, where you've been dominated by a banjo?
Often.
Yeah. A banjo will walks into a room and it commands
Oh, he takes over. He just takes
really
over.
Does. I'll tell you a very interesting and poignant banjo story after this.
Okay. Well, should we listen to something?
By all means.
The mandolin. So let's listen to Rory Gallagher.
Yes, please. Here we go.
Mama's in the kitchen picking up a pie. Daddy's in the backyard. Get a job, son. You know you ought to try. I packed up my bag. I headed down the road. I got me a job from Henry Ford.
He's hardly caressing it, though, is he? He's really slapping away at it.
I'm getting lonesome. I'm getting blue. I need someone to talk to. I'm getting lonesome. I'm getting blue. Let me tell you where I'm going to.
Yeah. Quite skiffly, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, he's British, and so he's sort of bringing that in. But maybe it does give that sort of medieval flair.
It does. It's amazing that he's gone. You know, one wonders why he would go for that when he could have the screaming demon that is the electric guitar.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's like they want that high, for some reason, that high pitch, which, you know, is normally not manly, let's be honest, you know. But it's not quite a ukulele.
No. It's not the idle, whimsical ukulele.
And they play with a pick or plectrum.
plectrum. You need a plectrum, wouldn't you, for this one? Thumb? The one that sits on the thumb, was that the difference between picking a plectrum?
Oh, I don't know. I thought they were the same thing.
All right. Well, so that's Rory Gallagher's mandolin that he's playing. But of course, there's different applications to, what are we playing next?
We're going to play Led Zepp.
Led Zepp, I was going to say more medieval applications, because this is one of my favourite songs in the world.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, they like to get a medieval touch on things, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that fruity's all buggery, really, weren't they? Well, wasn't that out of time? Let me just make sure this is, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, what?
Oh, just this bit there. I can't with the, trying to, there with the.
I'll take care of that for you.
Just getting this.
Here's the plectrum.
He's the man. He's the mandolin man.
Now, do you know who's playing on this track? I heard it was somebody else, not Jimmy Page, but that he does play.
Oh, I don't know if he'd be happy about it. People would know that. There we are. There we are. I love the song. Trippy. The Battle of Evermore by Led Zepp. That's perfect for that song, isn't it?
Yeah. This is a great, color to add to whatever your genre is.
Do you think they would have been sitting there and just jamming this out on the acoustic guitar and then just, go get your mandolin. Go get it. Go get it. This is the song, sort of thing.
Well, I have a theory as to why a lot of times when I'm doing weird instruments, they are all in the 70s. And I think it's because you didn't have synths then.
Yeah,
you know, totally. Now you can just dial up a weird instrument.
Yeah.
But then you had to be a little bit more creative. You had to either go get the dude or buy the instrument
I guess too, it's easier to, the same way it's easier for kids to learn a multitude of freaky different sports.
Yeah.
You know, you can go do, curling and fencing and all that at your local high schools. And whereas, instead of just learning piano and recorder.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Well, it is something. I think guitar players, you know, so, I mean, there's most mandolinists are probably, I don't want to get, in trouble, but I think they were originally guitar players.
I don't think if a horde of mandolinists came up the back stairs, I don't think we'd be.
They're pretty serious.
I'd back myself on that.
Because I've been reading all their boards all week. They're pretty serious. They love it.
Really?
So.
Have you been on the mandolin chat boards all day?
I sure have.
I admire your commitment.
I'm Lady Mandolin 69. They don't know it.
All right.
So adding it to flair, the other famous songs we're not playing today, Rod Stewart's Maggie May.
Oh. that's a beautiful mandolin.
R.E.M., Losing My Religion. So that's...
Yeah, not so much that one.
That's mandolin. Now, here's the one...
But no, you're right.
I couldn't find a good version of this, but I think it's one of the great ones, is the Godfather theme.
Play it on
the mandolin.
Yeah.
Just awesome. And that's the...
And quite intimidating, actually. Yeah.
Some shivers up your spine. Well, and that's the other thing. So you get chords, you get lead, but you get that where the pick goes really fast on one note.
That's intimidating, racy, and all in a portable instrument you can carry just from room to room.
I know. And I don't know if you've ever had a cheap synth when they have the mandolin setting. It's going da 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 da. It does that repeat is what it does for mandolin. Ooh. So that's obviously its iconic. So, it appears on all sorts of weird pop music, but it's also really big in Celtic, in country. And I'm really afraid to tell you that its golden age was the 1880s. So we missed it.
I hadn't thought that we were in the peak mandolin.
No, but the other big thing on the internet now is sort of covers. They'll do Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice on the mandolin.
my money on my mind.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it does. I guess with the internet, things are so alive.
Rise up off these annuities.
What I didn't know, even after doing a classical music degree, is Beethoven composed for the mandolin? Vivaldi did. Can you imagine going to the mandolin concerto number 5?
It would have been just par for the course, wasn't it, back in those days?
I didn't realize.
Really, what we need to know is what caused the slow decline of the mandolin.
Well,
was it something somebody did? Something somebody planned?
Well, it did shift into sort of Celtic and country. So it moved from sort of classical, respectable, I guess, into these sort of folk things. And then we
Pole folk.
That's right. Pole folks. Or Y people. W-Y-P-I-P-O.
Hard worker Y people.
Y people. Yeah. W-Y-P-I-P-O. So, but then in the 70s, you get this sort of reburst of, you know, rock dudes maybe smoking too much, adding
How
it in.
How dare you be so presumptuous.
Adding in. Let's add some mandolin.
Sure.
So our last example is New Zealand bands.
Right on.
Split Uns.
There's a couple of Split Uns songs, actually, eh? Were they mandolin size?
Yeah. But I don't know who played on it.
Why don't I say... Someone will know this. Someone's asking here, just sent text, and didn't John Peel play the mandolin on Maggie May?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. See, that's the thing, is who played it? Was it the guitar player that added it to his bow, or did they get a mando specialist?
I would say that, taking a guess at this, I'm saying that from about the 70s, when electric guitars became the powerhouse that they are, I would say that most guitarists wouldn't put down the electric guitar to pick up the comely and traditional old mandolin.
But they also like to acquire. You know, you want a new stuff. And you see one of those beautiful ones with like inlaid pearl, you know? So pretty.
Yeah, all bejazzled up, yep. The mandolin, and there we have it.
All right.
There we have it. If of all the mandolin chat rooms that you've been on this week, what was your number one go-to? What was the one that if you were going to send someone who wanted to chat? Noel Crombie, there we go. Thank you very much, whoever sent that in.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thank you.
And someone else has mentioned the Waterboys were big on the mandolin.
Oh, okay.
They certainly were too.
Okay, I didn't have them on my list. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. But and so next weekend, that's something else.
Yes.
Something else funky. Thank you, Kirsten. And it is now, we're a little bit after the 8:30. There it's 8:33 on BFM Breakfast. See you next week for more Travelling Tunes.
Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.